Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Been a week since baby Clifton was born, and so we thought we'd catch up with Cliffo to see how he's going.
Righto, Cliffo. Live from your home in the toilet. How you going, buddy?
Look, I'm the father of a five-year-old now and a one-week-old. You got to multitask. If you want to get it done.
When I was trying to help you with that multitasking in our week of paternity prep, I wasn't expecting this. But I don't want to know what you're doing right now. I want to know how baby's going. Bub Charlie is now home with your wife, Michelle, back in the house. So give us an update. What's going on?
Yeah, it's all going really good, guys. We've been home since about Friday. We would have actually come home on Thursday, even a day earlier, which meant a couple of days in hospital. We had to stay an extra night because Charlie was real mucusy. And there was a bit of a thing one night where he was actually choking a little bit on his own mucus. Apparently it's common with babies that are born via C-section. And they had to get like a little tube and like suction him out and vacuum him out. Yeah, it's pretty scary. Like they shove that thing like all the way down in there. He got better really quick. So yeah, back home on Friday, and thank God that's been the only sort of scary incident. Aside from that, all going really well, and so far he's a sleeper.
Oh,
but touch wood, that's fun.
So
that's
you're just good. On holiday now. Yes.
Yeah. It's still, you know, even when you have a baby that is happy to sleep for those like 4 hours between feeds or whatever, they're still up every 4 hours. Like, so, you know, I went to bed about 10 o'clock last night. He was up at midnight, you know. Cool. That takes an hour to feed him.
I'm not a mathematician, but that sounds like 2 hours.
About to say, where's your maths at? You're obviously sleep deprived.
We fed him at 8, you see.
Oh, I
can't. So, but then I can't go to bed at 8. That's too early for me.
But the whole family naps when he naps. I noticed yesterday on Instagram, both your daughter and Charlie were both having a nap together. Cutest pic ever.
Yeah, you got to squeeze them in when you can, those naps. The reason we actually put that photo on my Insta, at On Air Cliffo, get around it.
Never stops.
Never stops. They're all those little, like, you know, these little Kmart, like, $25 couches that fold out and they're like a little mattress?
Yeah.
They've got one each now because Charlie was just using Matilda's and she was like, this ain't going to work. We got to get a blue one.
How is she coping, being big sister?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, if anything, she's going to kill him with kindness. Like, she's five, so she's not really, you know, the age where she's going to be jealous or, you know, craving the attention or anything. But, yeah, she's just always like, can I have the baby now? Can I have the baby? I want to do this for the baby. Can I draw a picture for the baby? Doing this for the baby. Like, oh, God, okay, yep, sweet. So
I wonder how long that'll last.
I know. You know, she's a real kind of, like, she loves her dolls and stuff. Like, I know all little girls love her dolls. It seems like a silly thing to say, but, like, she's a mumsy type. So I'm going to guess about 18 years.
Poor Charlie.
That's right. Like, you just know he's going to be the kid. There's going to be hundreds of photos of him dressed as a princess. Like, for his 21st. Like, she's already offered the other day she wanted to put makeup on him.
Oh no.
Not already.
Get away from the kid with the eyeliner.
Well, we're going to let you finish what you're doing in the bathroom right now, get a little bit more sleep, and we can't wait to see you when you're back on the 7th of May.
It's all about the multitasking, guys. It's all about the multitasking.
Don't flush. Don't do it. We don't need to hear it.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
See you on the 7th of May, Cliffo.
Bye, guys.
Kid Breakfast with
Cliffo and Gabby.
The Julia Creek Dirt and Dust Festival happened over the weekend.
Have you ever been?
I've never been, but I was looking at all the photos across the weekend and I definitely need to book my ticket for next year.
It looks awesome. I've never been, but it's like sort of, there's a triathlon.
There's a rodeo.
Yeah, there's horse racing.
Yeah, horse concerts. Racing. Yeah, there's like everything all in one weekend. Just boom, smash it all out. One of our colleagues, Marissa, went up and did the triathlon. and had a ball and then stayed around for the rest of the festivities. And, of course, the best bum competition happens at the Dirt and Dust Festival as well. It's an interesting idea. It actually started a while back when they lost power during the live performance.
Really?
At the festival.
So this was done like off the cuff.
Yeah. And someone had an idea of grabbing a torch and just starting a dance competition, and it turned into a bum dance competition, which then turned into Australia's Best Butt.
Oh, yeah, the old bum dance competition.
It must have been during the Sarah Marie days, hey?
Yeah.
But it's now a thing that happens every single year at the festival. Requirements are that the contestants have to be over 18, they have to remain fully clothed, and they have to do the dance up on stage to then get the award of the Best Bum.
Yeah.
And I can announce the winners of this year, which is pretty cool stuff. One of the guys is actually a fairly famous kind of guy. His name you might recognise as Lee Castledean.
I do. He was on Survivor.
He was on Survivor. He's also on Queensland Weekender as a host, and he was at the festival doing pieces to camera for Queensland Weekender, so you'll be able to see that.
Really?
And then the female winner was Maddie Beavis, who is local. She was a JCU student for nursing and midwifery. So both of those guys got up on stage, did their bum dance, got crowned. Funniest part is, though, and I haven't seen the footage yet, but I am scouting for it. If anyone has footage, pics, anything, send through to Hit 103.1 Townsville on Facebook, because Lee, while he was doing his bum dance, he was so into it and so passionate about winning this competition, he split his pants! And he was wearing jeans. They're not easy to split.
He must have been deep in the squat to rip denim.
Deep in the squat twerking. I reckon that's what happened. But I need to see footage. If anyone has any, please send it through.
I'm impressed with the sheer power.
Yeah.
The sheer power, because I've seen in my time some hard squat thrust dancing in jeans. I've never seen them give way.
And you've tried.
Yeah. Look at me. I've got a pretty.
You got a booty.
I got a fair booty
and
back
you've never
there.
Split them.
I feel threatened.
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Pretty controversial moment in the Cowboys game on Friday night. Our very own Nene McDonald went down with a pretty horrific injury. Now, if you saw the game, you would have seen it happen and you would be quite scarred from it. If not, you probably saw a photo of his foot facing the wrong way and are probably still scarred by this moment.
It would have got you either way. I feel horrible for him. We spoke to him last week. We're talking about how good his footy's been, the meters he's made in a losing time, a losing team the last few weeks. And a really nice guy. I feel horrible for him.
But it's very controversial about how long the refs actually waited to stop the game while he was on the ground in obvious pain.
Well, he wasn't the only one. It was him and John Asiata have gone down. It looked like a hyperextension of his elbow for John Asiata, and he's had issues with that elbow before, but they've both gone down.
30 seconds they kept the play going.
Yeah, and we were down by a try at that point, so it was, and they just let it go. And yeah, I think the morals of the referees is coming under scrutiny, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely coming into question. Nene definitely was in pain, though. He was on the ground. He was hurting until they came out with a stretcher to take him off the field, and they gave him the green whistle.
Oh, the mighty green whistle.
It wasn't long before he was looking pretty happy.
Yeah.
It didn't look like he was hurting at all.
He was fair dinkum, like, squinting of agony.
Yeah.
And then he's sitting on the
next
back of the
shot,
Medicare.
He's just having a smile.
He looks like he's grinning.
He's like, hey, guys.
Dislocated ankle, fractured.
Yeah.
And smile.
I'll just be back out here. Just recovery. Don't mind me. Having a chill.
It pays credit to the power of the green whistle.
That's so true.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I've never had the pleasure of having the green whistle. Or maybe not the pleasure. That's probably the wrong word.
Well, you have to break a bone.
It's never been a necessity for me to have the green whistle. And every time I see it being used, whether it be on Bondi Rescue or in a sporting match, I'm always like, oh, God, I want to know what that's like, because it seems to me the world becomes a better place as soon as that hits their lips.
Well, I've never had it either. I've been injured. Like, I hurt my ankle really bad, but there was no green whistle available. So I was there. Like, you go down, you're like, oh, well, at least the green whistle's coming. No, it didn't come for me. I was like, damn it, this is all for nothing. Shouldn't
13-12-16. When were you injured and were given the green whistle? The Ambos or the paramedics arrived, and that's how they dealt with your pain. We want to know the experience. 13, 12, 16.
We can't relate with Nana at the moment. We can't relate with him because we don't know how he was grinning with a fractured ankle, but he was.
He seemed pretty happy.
13, 12, 16. Well, mate, Matt's actually called up on 13, 12, 16. Tell me about your experience with the green whistle, Matt.
I waited a long time to get the green whistle, and it was a little disappointing, to be honest.
Really?
So did it take all the pain away or no?
It done its job, I guess.
I
was left wanting a bit more.
So it did its job, but it didn't have any extra benefits.
No, I wasn't exactly smiling like Nana was anyway.
Okay. So maybe it was more the adrenaline and the crowd that fed into the green whistle more so that made him smile.
Well, they say it affects people differently, so maybe I was just one of the ones that it didn't give so much of a better kick to.
So it was a letdown for you. Were you using it properly?
Yeah, I was using it properly.
I can't imagine there's any other way to use it. Like,
you have to breathe a certain way, don't you?
Do you?
Yeah.
You got to block the top off and suck it through properly.
Well, it sounds like he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
Turns out it didn't have an effect.
Hit Breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison added himself to Snapchat.
What is his name on Snapchat?
PM ScoMo? I don't know. I added him. I think it's just Scott Morrison PM, which is a really bold handle to commit to when we're about to go into election.
And Snapchat sort of, I don't know.
It's a bit old school.
It's died off. Instagram's sort of taken over.
Yeah, you're right. But he wanted to get in touch with the younger voters in the community, and so he thought Snapchat was the way to do it, and he's been putting up a few different posts on his stories
talking about his policies. Just pictures of ScoMo with a puppy dog face?
No filters as of yet that I've seen. But I do have him on my little contacts list now because I was trying to keep up to date with what he's got going down. He had Sunday morning brekkie at Redcliffe in Queensland yesterday with a whole bunch of people. It's a nice shot.
Good on him.
But because he's in my list of peeps, I had a bit of an issue on Friday when I went to send a Snapchat to my boyfriend.
Oh, dear.
So my boyfriend, Ev, he's not up with Instagram stories as much. He's still in the Snapchat realm when it comes to sending photos back and forth.
They're a rare find. Snapchat is that are really pushing on.
Yeah.
They're
and he's definitely flying that Snapchat flag. And so on Friday night, I was at the footy and he was at a boys' barbecue and we were snapping a little bit just to see what each other was up to. And I went to send him a Snapchat and it was in the captain's lounge of the football. And I sent him a pic and
Was there anything cheeky about it?
It wasn't too cheeky. It was just wish you were here.
Winky tongue face.
And I was showing him what was going on. And as I went to press send, I kind of tapped on another name at the same time. I had a fat finger moment. And as I pressed send, I was like, oh, my God, who did I just send that to? And I went back and I had sent it to Nev and ScoMo. So ScoMo.
Did he open
got
it?
Got a snap from me saying, wish you were here, winky face at the footy. He has yet to open it.
Okay.
This was 2 days ago, so my stress levels are still at peak because I'm just waiting for that snap to stop saying pending and say received.
Funnily enough, I sent the exact same Snapchat.
To ScoMo?
But I meant it.
Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Baby, what's your normal grilled order?
Oh, I forget the name of it. There's one that's got like a meat patty and bacon and like a onion relish.
I feel like that's the Queenslander or something.
Possibly, but it's a tasty treat.
I always go for the Bar Burger.
Bar Burger.
Which is the lamb burger.
Oh,
but neither of our burgers are going to be accessible today because Grilled are having meat-free Monday today.
Is this just a Townsville thing or is this
a
nationwide
thing?
No, this
is nationwide across all of their 137 stores. They're trying to encourage customers to switch up meat for veggies a few times a week.
What's behind this? This has nothing to do with all the issues last week. It's nothing to do with that?
No, it's nothing to do with that. But it is to do with the younger generation being more, I guess, aware of the fact that meat isn't necessarily going to be a huge part of our diets in the future for different reasons. Climate change, like farming's becoming very difficult, but also animal welfare and vegans. There's just more vegans in the world these days in the under 30 category. And so Grilled have come out with a couple of different selections that taste like beef but are completely veggie. Like there is absolutely no meat in them. Well, yeah, it's made from like pea protein. And so
gross.
It's a fake meat patty, but it's meant to taste delicious. A few people have done taste tests and they said it's actually quite amazing. And they're trying to work towards, within 15 years, having 50% of their menu plant-based so that you have more options if you do want to go for an alternative to meat. I am questioning, though, their decision to go completely meat-free for a day. I feel like their sales are going to plummet, but, hey, who am I to know?
Well, they might pick up from people who are more curious to get in and give it a try, but...
Well, a lot of veggies I know wouldn't go to grilled because they just don't know it's an option. But I guess this is... It's making news. Everyone's like, whoa, meat-free Monday at Grill. This is quite the...
Now they know it's an option. But your argument of saying... Well, it wasn't an argument, but your point of saying how there may not be as much accessibility to meat in the future, that's why they're doing this, that just inspires me to eat more meat now in case I can't later.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.